Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the MX3 Chair for all her work. Just a couple of points. One of the ideas for strengthening national implementation raised during MX3 was for states' parties without them to establish national inventories of dangerous pathogens and toxins, or an equivalent regulatory scheme. Under Australia's security-sensitive biological agents regulatory scheme, for example, accurate and up-to-date inventories of dangerous pathogens and toxins are required to be kept. Inventories of agents could assist states' parties in assessing their individual biosecurity requirements to help limit accessibility and prevent deliberate misuse of dangerous pathogens and toxins. Inventories could further assist states' parties in the development of national biosecurity capabilities and specific response plans based on pathogens and toxins that are actually present in country. International cooperation and assistance on biosecurity and biosafety under Article 10 could also be better tailored to suit individual national requirements. We do understand that some states' parties have received technical assistance to develop their national inventories of dangerous pathogens and toxins. We would encourage those states' parties to consider sharing their experiences, including on the benefits of establishing and maintaining such an inventory. And just briefly on peer reviews, voluntary visits and transparency exercises, they do facilitate the exchange of information and can help build confidence in national implementation. And we see them also as being consistent with Article 10 in terms of sharing best practice, encouraging international cooperation, and identifying gaps in national implementation, which can be addressed through capacity building and technical assistance. Thank you.